Hope you're hungry. It's time for another helping of Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
And I was like,
what?
Starts to pour.
Oh my. And it's a pouring.
I'm Cliff.
Who are you? And this is Cliff and Kendall
Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show / radio filler program on Rye 99.
God.
Hey, baby.
You're listening to
Rye
99.
In Busheltown.
That's what we are, and that's where we are.
What we are, that's who we are. We're here, we're queer, get used to it. And not all of us. Do you
We're
feel,
here, we're peers.
We are peers. Do you feel, what do you feel if I say every week we're here, we're queer? Do you feel like I'm not queer?
I feel tear. No, I'm comfortable enough with myself. It doesn't
Good.
Bother me.
Good. Good.
You know, back in the old days, I wasn't.
Were you not? What did
no,
you
I
used
was,
to feel like?
No, I mean like when I was younger, I probably was, you know, like when you grow up, you're stupid, you don't understand life yet, and you're more worried about what people think.
Yeah.
Like when the show's, I don't even mean about like that, I mean like just about like how to worry about like, well, what am I saying on the show? What do people think about
right.
this? Now I'm like, I don't give a f- As I said a couple months ago, whenever that was, when you grow older, you just don't give a shit about anything anymore.
Well, you know, and it's also very freeing when you see the ratings come in and you realize, oh, it doesn't matter what I say.
Exactly.
Because there ain't nobody listening.
Yep.
So it doesn't really matter if you can shout things down an empty well and nothing will happen. So, but anyway, this is a show. It's a salute to friendship.
Speaking of friends, oh, God. You try the friendship every time you do that.
I try just a little bit. And like we try our listeners' patience with every episode.
Mm-hmm. You do?
Do you know that song, With a Little Help from My Friends?
Goodbye with a little help from my friends.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? That. I'm sure that was it.
Yes. You said out of tune.
That was definitely out of tune. But now, that song was released in 1967 on the celebration of the 10th International Friendship Day.
Was it?
Yeah, yes.
Where are we at now? What is friendship?
Well, that was 67. So that was like 50-ish years ago. So this is, we're about 60 years in on National Friendship Day.
Wow.
But you know, one, speaking of friends that we don't see very often, some never again, they sang that song to me once at karaoke. Our First Lady Rayanne, who's our announcer, and our dearly departed frequent guest star, Alan, they sang that to me. And back when I had friends and was young and life was worth living.
It got dark real fast.
Got dark a little fast.
I prefer the Joe Crocker or Cockerver, whatever his name is.
You prefer the Betty Crocker.
What would you do when I heard out of key?
I do too, because it reminds me of the Wonder Years.
I know.
What I was going to say is you would prefer the Betty Crocker version of anything.
Oh, I would.
Now, I read this recently.
Make me a cake!
There was a friendship journal at the Good Trims the other day,
mm-hmm.
and I read this statistic. It said, in a lifetime, you go through approximately 396 friends. I would be living for 500 years if I had that many friends.
Yeah.
But only around 1 in 12 will last, which still 1 in 12 out of almost 400, that's a lot of last. Lasting friendships.
Yeah, I've got like 390 left in the few years I've left.
I have to make 390 more to be average. What do you think about that?
That's crazy. Maybe they just think it's people you walk past on the street. You're like, there's a friend.
I guess just anybody who smiles at you.
Well, as once again, Cliff, we're below average.
I don't know.
I've always had. I think because we're so unique and different, we have a lot more trouble making lasting friendships, because I think that your friends that you the friends that you become really close friends with really have to understand you and really have to be like on the same page with you. I think because we're so different and odd and unique, we'd find friends just like that. So there's a select few that will fit with our other selves. Oh, come on, that was beautiful.
That was. Here's what I want to say about our friendships.
Mm-hmm. But our friendship.
All, not ourselves, not between us, but just mm-hmm. everybody else in the world.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, that's it. Sorry.
That's
can't,
it.
Can't be friends with us. No, I don't know what you're saying, but I'm sure it had a great point. But I'm just distracted. I'm sorry. Mr. Snodbottom and Mrs. Butter Butter Butterchurn are out in the lobby and they're conducting a choir practice for the Bushelltown Senior Citizens Choir, the chorale, Senior Citizens Chorale.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just, their movements, their, you know, their baton, what do you call that? You do that.
Baton twirling? What? No, what? I don't do baton twirling. What?
Baton twirling.
Oh,
no, isn't that a baton that the orchestra leader has?
Yes, a conductor's
conducting
baton.
Is what I was trying to think of.
That was a tough one. I just use my
Oh, yeah, my baton twirling.
I just use my magic wand. It works just as well.
Expecto Patronum.
Oh, Expecto Patronum.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
my.
Oh, Boaz!
Dear,
it was
such a
wonderful time. Boaz, you must come out here later, Boaz. My beautiful wife, Mrs. Butter 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 Churn, she's got a gorgeous solo coming up, Boaz.
Oh, dear, I've been practicing, dear. I've been practicing for months.
Dear, she's been up at night practicing. She goes into a soundproof room so Fonky can't hear her and won't wake her up in the night. It's been beautiful to hear you rehearsing, dear.
That is beautiful. I heard a little bit earlier before we came in. It was wonderful. I think you guys sound great.
They're sounding, the chorale's sounding good.
Miss Snowman, I do have to ask, why are you rehearsing here instead of like at the Potter Butter Butter Churn Center for the Arts or somewhere?
You know? Oh, you know, there's many very important things going on at the Butter Churn Center for the Arts, and whenever I think
the schedule is booked.
Yes, whenever I think of a place where nothing is happening, I think of our studio.
Oh, well.
I think of nothing there important. You go.
Well, that does sound about
and
right.
Dear, so. Speaking of friendship, dear, you know, we know our most lovely friends wouldn't mind us being here.
Oh, yeah.
And well, that's true.
And we do get paid $12 for the rehearsal space, but...
Ooh, we get to... We're really raking in the bucks this month.
Living it up.
All right, well, y'all are sounding good out there. Maybe we can come out. Maybe we'll cut this show short and come out and listen to it.
Oh, yeah. That sounds great.
Dears, did you hear that? They're going to cut the show short. Let's get to practicing here. Five, six.
All right. Well, they are sounding good.
They just do so many fun things while we just sit here and talk.
You love it. I love it. We all love it. But did you know?
I don't love that. Research, psychologists, you know, they did a lot of studies and they said that babies as young as 9 months old will recognize that, you know, certain friends will have similar interests.
Hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
9 months?
Yeah.
What are their strained peas?
They're like, I really like that bottle.
Looking at your hands.
I don't know what that... Who knows what they were talking about? Anyway, it's just saying that the sociology of being at 9 months old, you can already start to see the similarities in friendship.
Kendall, will you quit using the show to push socialism on America?
Sorry, let me put this soapbox back up.
For God's sake! Now, Kendall, on another note, what I wanted to say a long time ago, I forgot, you know, when we were in Canada, it was so weird because their milk came in bags.
You've been holding on that for a while, huh?
I've just been meaning to say it for, you know, a long, long time since we've been back. And
you told me on the ride back, and I thought it was the weirdest thing.
I couldn't just get over it.
You know that I drink almond milk, so I never got a bag of regular milk.
You're an idiot.
I am not an idiot.
You are an idiot because here's what I drink. Now, in Canada, I drank whatever was in the bag because it was there.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm at home, I drink cashew milk because it is less calories.
I've never tried cashew milk.
Hey, stupid! Get to the store!
But how much does it taste like cashews? Because I don't like cashews. You know, as cashews by themselves.
It tastes like the cereal you put it in is what it tastes like.
Okay. Well, I don't eat a lot of cereal anymore.
Shut the
fuck up. Oh, angry friendship over here.
This is a salute to friendship. And, you know, Ken...
A healthy relationship will require you to sacrifice your happiness, your other important relationships, your dreams, or your dignity, Cliff, for your friends.
Why don't you just buy some cashew milk? I can't.
I will.
25 calories.
I will try it. I didn't say I wouldn't.
8 servings
in the
thing.
I was just asking a question.
It's the lowest calorie. It tastes great. When you think of cashews, now, when I think of cashews, I do like cashews.
Yeah.
But they taste like salt is what they taste like. But so if you get down to the nut of it.
You really get to the nut of it.
You know I love nuts in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And cashews are one of them.
In a
nuts.
Liquid form. Let's
I love when nuts liquidate into my mouth.
See, Cliff, you know what I love about about friends?
Yeah.
Best friends ultimately meet in the middle. When there's a...
our bellies are they just keep growing and growing.
When there's a disagreement, they work on a solution that works for both parties. A compromise, if you will. See, that's what we do. We talk about milks and cashew milk and almond milk, and I'm like, well, okay, I'll try it. See, we worked on that and compromised.
Okay. All right. I love
I'm trying to be beautiful over here.
Kendall cannot, since he stopped drinking, he cannot handle my sincerity. When I'm sincere, he doesn't read it right anymore. Something's wrong with his brain.
Kendall, now. Okay.
Kendall, not having close friends or confidants can be as detrimental to your health as being fat or smoking.
Oh, so God. Now we have all the problems.
Imagine if you didn't have me, how bad your health would be.
We'd all be dead.
And that just reminds me of a segment I like to call, What Is It? With Kendall.
With Kendall. What is it with Kendall? With Kendall. With Kendall.
What is it with that guy?
As you can see, I've embraced that one as well.
He's such a fat guy.
What is it with me? All right. Everybody knows the rules of this, but just in case they don't.
All right, clues in search of an answer.
10 hints. Yep, in search of an answer.
God, if it takes me 10 hints, I'm going to freak out.
Well, it has before, and you
did. It won't. I can get it in one.
All right, Cliff. He was born April 9th, 1926.
Elvis, no.
No. He once worked.
He was born January 8th.
How do you know all this?
I just know.
I barely know the day I was born. He once worked as a copywriter for Esquire magazine.
Esquire?
Mm-hmm.
Was that the Cliff and Kendall of his time? Well, let me narrow it down. Was it a Cliff and Kendall of his time?
No, it wasn't Dom DeLuise.
Oh, all right.
His parties are notorious and often include many celebrities.
Hugh Hefner.
Yes.
All right.
Hugh Hefner.
Finally. Took me for f***ing ever.
Yeah, 4 whole questions. That would normally when I'm starting to realize it's a person.
Algae.
I'm like, oh, it's a person. They're living.
Got it.
All right, Cliff. She was born on July 31st, 1965.
Sandra Bullock.
Nope.
No.
She graduated from Exeter University and moved to Portugal in 1990 to teach English.
Glenn Close.
No. She doesn't use a computer.
Mother Teresa.
No. Close, though. Not really. She has received honorary degrees from University of St. Andrews, the University of Edinburgh, Napier University, and the University of Aberdeen.
Toni Morrison.
No. She owns 2 properties in the Perthshire and Edinburgh areas of Scotland, and in 2003, she hired a former SAS officer as her bodyguard.
Oh, J.K. Rowling.
Yes.
All right.
Expecto Patronum.
Expecto Patronus.
Yep, that's it.
Patronum. All right, Cliff. Do we have time for another one?
One more. Come on.
One more. All right.
Up, man. I'll get it in one, and we'll be done.
All right. This grows wild in many places on Earth, and has been cultivated for centuries.
Rye.
No, I'm not going to make it that easy. Scientists and historians have written references to this dating back at least 7,000 years.
Cocaine.
No. When it dries out, it becomes hard and brittle and loses all elasticity at temperatures above 25 degrees Celsius.
Sounds like me. Vanilla.
Nope. Most of it is harvested mechanically by a machine that removes it from the ball. Or bowl, B-O-L-L.
B-O-L-L?
Mm-hmm.
Not B-A-L-L?
No, I know I'm Southern. Ball.
Not sperm? I don't know, sperm.
It is a leading cash crop in the U.S. with export sales of $4.9 billion in its raw form.
Corn.
No.
No?
No.
Oh, get out of here.
we're doing a show. The most important part of this is the fiber or lint.
Fiber.
No. Linters, the short fuzz on the seed, provide cellulose for making plastics, explosives, and other products.
Soy.
No.
It produces sweet nectar that attracts a variety of destructive insect plants, including the boll weevil, boll worm, army worm, and the red spider.
Has anybody ever heard of this?
Yes.
Cotton.
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Oh my God.
The touch. The feel of cotton, the fabric of our lives. The fabric of our lives. The touch, the feel of cotton, the fabric of our lives. The touch, the fabric of our lives. The touch, the touch, the fab, the feel, the fab, the touch, the feel, the fab. The touch of our lives. The touch, the feel, the touch, the fat.
I will say.
What was the very last one?
I know.
It's the fabric of our lives.
No, this was the most important crop in the southern U.S. before the American Civil War. Slaves usually worked all day picking it for their masters.
Fields of cotton.
Those were some hard clues.
Those were
for
hard.
That.
I don't like that one. I think that one was.
It was a tricky one.
It was chosen to make me look foolish.
I chose it by cotton, not by the clues.
Well, shut up. We gotta take a break.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit!
Don't be a quitter. Stick around for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Hi, I'm Lucille Ball speaking for the YWCA. You know, I've spent all my life learning about living and working and marriage and being a mother, about my work and how to be a better performer and entertainer. I'm always eager to learn about all kinds of new things. If you are too, check out your community YWCA. You'll learn a lot. YWCA.
You're listening to the fattest hosts around. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall.
Fat. The touch. The feel. The touch. The fat. The feel. The touch, the fat, the feel, the touch, the feel, the touch, the fat, the feel, the touch, our life, the touch, the feel. The fat, the touch, the feel, the fat, our life, the touch, the feel.
Okay. Welcome back
to friendship. Who are some of your favorite, like,
friends?
Yeah, in the universe. Not like necessarily friends that you know, but like pairs of people who are friends.
Oh.
Like Bert and Ernie.
No.
Lucy and Ethel.
I'll
name them and you agree.
Well,
Mary and Rhoda.
Thank you. I was like, Kermit and Miss Piggy.
Chip and Dale. No, they're lovers.
I mean, Kermit and Fozzie.
Yeah.
Any of those.
They might.
Any of the Muppets.
Poor Muppets. Don't you love them?
I can't talk about the Muppets.
I can't either. Here's what I think about, because we're also invested in, I think what we really want is to think that, like, when we die, the world is going to be a whole lot like we want it to be.
Yeah.
And that people are going to be living lives a whole lot like what we liked about life.
Maybe everybody has their own, like, heaven, and it's like that. Maybe. Like, we're Muppets, just talk to you all day.
If there's a heaven for us, it's going to be the Muppets at Hogwarts.
I was going to say, Muppets, Hogwarts, and a buffet.
Yeah, yeah. We, the house elves, continually just sending it up, sending it up. But, you know, so I think that's one reason why I want to believe that after I'm gone, I know our show is just going to be right down the... of humanity.
Too late.
But a little late for that, yeah. Started out in the bottom of the toilet. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I want to believe that people are going to be loving the Muppets long after I'm gone. But maybe that's one of those things. I just have to... Things come and go. And that they have come for so long and been enjoyed by so many, mm-hmm. unlike us. You know,
someday we'll find it. The Rainbow,
Rainbow Connection.
Connection.
The Fat Souls. The Kindle and me. All of us under its spell. We know that it's probably magic.
Thanks for not including me in the Fat Souls.
Oh, I do have, I have one question for you.
Okay.
Have you been half asleep?
Have you heard voices?
I've heard them calling my name. Cliff! Cliff!
That was me, Cliff.
Cliff, stop eating this. It's for me later. All right, Kendall, life is getting so weird. It makes me want to hear about weird news.
All right, already.
Right.
It's time for Kendall's weird news. I got some weird ones for you today, Cliff.
All right.
I know how weird you think my news stories always are.
Hope they're weird.
Well, this is not so much weird as I'm just angry at it. It's stupid.
I don't want angry news.
Well, sorry. News, that's what you're going
to
get.
News to piss you off.
I mean, it's kind of weird. Okay. The WTSP 10 news anchor, Allison Kropf, accidentally interrupted the weather forecast when she was searching the newsroom for Pokemon on her Pokemon Go.
Oh my god.
The guy was doing the weather forecast and she just walked right through the frame looking on her phone. This is the problem that we've been talking about for months. You gotta be careful. You cannot do that. I know it's not as weird as you'd like, but it just makes me angry.
That's annoying.
I had to share it. All right, here's a real weird news story.
You're my friend. I'll let you get it off your chest.
Thank you. Brigham Young University professor Jason Hansen apologized in May after coaxing a student for extra credit. You're going to love this story.
Oh my God.
To drink a small vial of urine in class.
Why am I going to love that?
Because you love to throw urine on people.
Oh, okay. Because you love to drink it.
No. It's funny. When I said you're going to love this, I was thinking, he threw urine on people. But no, he made them drink it. The sociology session was on kidney function. And Hansen thought the stunt would call attention to urine's unique properties. He actually confessed later the urine was just food coloring with vinegar added, and that he used the stunt in previous classes, and that he usually admits to the ruse of the next class. Nonetheless, the department chair told him to cut that shit out.
Uh-oh.
Weird. All right. Jesse Johnson.
Jesse James.
Jesse Johnson.
The assassination of Jesse Johnson by the coward Robert Ford.
Oh, that's it. He was charged again in June. For suspicion of disturbing the peace after he crawled underneath a woman's car at an Aldi store parking lot in Lincoln, Nebraska, waited for her to return, and then as she was stepping into the car, reached out to fondle her ankle.
Oh my God.
It was Johnson's third such charge this year, as he initially tried to deny the actual touch, instead claiming that he was underneath the car simply for the visual.
Oh my God. How is he going to get run over?
I know. All because he wanted to touch that ankle. He acknowledged to the judge he needed help and that he had been in counseling, but he had run out of money. Well, we'll just get him over with Dr. Blathers. He'll take care of him.
Yeah, let him come.
And finally, Cliff, finally.
All these about ankles and pee.
It's weird.
It's weird.
In May, an apparent... You said you wanted it weird.
Yeah, I did.
In May, an apparently devout woman named... Katie Vasquez of Winter Park, Florida, posted a sincerely written entry on Facebook and told Huffington Post in an interview that she had just seen a sign from God.
Oh, God.
A cross as a smudge in her infant's soiled diaper.
Ugh.
I prayed to God for a sign that everything would be okay, and she gushed to the reporter, "It might not be the prettiest sign, but he put it where he knew I'd see it."
Oh, God. Now, was she praying with her eyes closed? Or
open? I don't know. That was a smelly sign if I ever seen one. And that's all the time we have for weird news.
Kendall, he's the alpha and the omega. He'll come wherever he f***ing wants to.
He's like, you know what? I'll just stick that right there in that diaper.
Oh, hurry up, Bowers. Oh, it's almost time for my beautiful wife's solo. Dear, you need to be warming up.
I'm warming up, dear.
Oh, dear, to your scales, dear. All right, it's almost time, Bowers.
Yellow leather, yellow leather.
All right, dear, come on, dear. More, more.
Yellow leather, yellow leather.
All right, so we'll be out there in a few minutes.
Yeah, we'll be right there.
We're almost done.
We're almost done. We got to just finish up what we got left. Just some quotes.
I don't know. Yeah, movie quotes. Are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me?
Are you?
I'm talking to you, Cliff.
Are you talking to me?
I'm the only fat so here.
Kendall, are you talking to me?
I am. Here we go.
Have you heard voices?
When you were half asleep?
Yeah.
All right, here's the first one, Cliff.
All right, I can get it.
Great game, Jimmy. I especially like that move in the seventh inning when you scratched your balls for an hour.
Oh, Kendall. There's no crying in baseball.
There's not.
There is when you watch League of Their Own because it's so good.
That's right. So League of Their Own.
Kendall, what kind of a host invites you to his house for the weekend and dies on you?
Weekend at Bernie's.
Weekend at Bernie's.
All right, here's another one, Cliff. At the start of this evening, Yvette was here by herself waiting to offer you all a glass of champagne. I was in the hall. I know because I was there.
Clue.
Yes.
I get a clue.
I gave you a clue and you got it.
Kendall, I would rather have had one breath of her hair, one kiss from her mouth, one touch of her hand than eternity without it. That's a toughie.
Twilight. I don't know.
City of Angels.
Oh,
did you ever see that with Nicolas Cage?
No, I didn't.
Well, let me tell you what happens. He's an angel.
Well, you ruined it.
He falls in love with Meg Ryan, and he decides to become a human because he loves her. You heard how much he just loved her.
Uh-huh.
And, but then immediately after he becomes human to love her, she dies.
Oh, couldn't he see that coming?
I just saved everybody 2 hours.
Oh, good.
From watching that. Yeah.
I've been needing to catch up on that forever.
I saw that in the theater.
Did you?
Imagine my surprise.
All right, Cliff. Did I mention my leg is 44 inches from hip to toe? So basically, we're talking about 88 inches of therapy wrapped around you for a bargain price of $3,000.
Was that leg therapy with Uma Thurman?
No.
No.
That was Pretty Woman walking down the street.
Pretty Woman, the kind I like to meet, me. All right, Kendall, are you ready for this one?
I'm ready.
Oh, somebody stop me.
Is that the mask,
That's
Cliff?
The mask. Oops, sorry, not that.
That you were just ready for it because that's what usually happens.
No, it just my fingers are fat. I need a dialing wand.
Oh, Cliff, I'm no longer talking to you.
I have one more.
Oh, you're still talking
one
to me.
One more, and it goes back to all of the lessons I've been trying to impart on this show. Okay. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to us. And I'll give you a hint. Are you ready for a hint? I'd Frodo his Baggins.
Oh, Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
I'd still Frodo his Baggins.
You haven't said that in a while.
I'd Frodo that Baggins all night.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Cliff. I'm no longer talking to you for sure now.
You think I'm talking to you anymore?
No.
Fuck that shit.
We may be friends, but we're no longer talking. we're coming.
Yes, everybody, wonderful.
Be right there. We're almost done.
Right there.
Cliff, it's so sad.
I'm so sad. You think you're sad, I'm sad.
No, I'm sad. I'm sad that we didn't talk more about friendship.
Did we mention it at least?
We mentioned it.
Kendall, it's one of the blessings of old friends that you can afford to be stupid with them.
Oh, ain't that the truth?
That made me think of us, and that was Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Thank God for that.
Yeah.
All right, Cliff. A friend is someone who knows all about you and still loves you. That was Elbert Hubbard.
Oh, was that L. Ron Hubbard?
No, I knew you'd say that. I knew it.
You knew it.
Because you're my friend and I know how you.
Oh, you know. Okay. This one, Kendall, you stupid idiot. Here it goes.
That was you.
The more we love our friends, the less we flatter them. It is by excusing nothing that pure love shows itself.
I didn't know how much you love me, Cliff.
You didn't know. It's pure. It's a pure love. Kendall, that's said by Molière.
Oh, good on Molière.
I don't know if you care, but it was said by Molière. And I do love you, Kendall. All these are jokes, and this is a joke show.
Bad jokes.
And we're friends. We're great friends. I'll be there for you.
Cliff, if I live to be 100, or if you live to be 100, I want to live to be 100 minus one day. So I never have to live without you.
Oh.
Poo.
The
Tao of Poo.
The Tao of Poo.
All right, I'm Kendall.
I'm Cliff.
Let's go hear some choir music.
Oh, yeah. Are you on the ear bowl? That sounds great.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kindle Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkindle.blogspot.com.